This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. American history has been influenced by a number of powerful political families, the Adams, the Roosevelts, and the Kennedys. Political scholars are studying what some say is the most influential of them all, the family of President George Walker Bush. The latest book on the subject is called The Bushes, Portrait of a Dynasty. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with co-author Peter Schweitzer.
Peter Schweitzer is a fellow at the Hoover Institute at Stanford University and has written a book with his wife Rochelle that might be called an approved history of this complex, loyal, and intensely private family. Going back to the president's great-grandfathers who made fortunes and to his grandfather, Prescott Bush, who went to the Senate, the family has been extending its reach into the highest levels of politics, commerce, and intelligence for over a century.
When you look at the Adams in the 19th century or the Kennedys, there are lots of successes there. But the Bushes have been successful not only in electing two presidents, as the Adams have done, but they've been successful in three different states, Connecticut and Texas and Florida. And that sort of geographical reach, I think, speaks to their unique nature as a dynasty, which makes them very different from the other political dynasties we've seen in the past.
The Roosevelts and the Kennedys, they were well known in their time. But the Bushes, over this several generations, seem to have been quietly running things, really up until now, when they are so much in the public eye.
Part of that is simply the fact that the Bushes are, as one journalist dubbed them, the quiet dynasty. And that is that they don't really crave the press attention that oftentimes the Roosevelts and especially Kennedys seem to court. In the context of this book, it was very hard to get family cooperation because they are very reluctant to talk about themselves. And that's why they've been able to, in a sense, float below the radar screen for so much of the 20th century.
Well, I think that also seems to be what sets the Bush dynasty, if you will, apart from other political dynasties, and that is that their political network dates back three generations.
It does, and it's huge. I mean, one of the Bush cousins said that, you know, look, if you want to look at the Republican Party today, the largest faction in the party is what you could effectively call the Bush caucus. You know, this cousin said that there's basically a network of 35,000 people who will donate and work on behalf of the Bush family, and this has been transferable. When George W. Bush first was making rumblings about running for president in 1999, there had already been tens of millions of dollars raised by his uncles, by his father, by longtime friends and allies of the family. And what's interesting about that, Renee, is as you look to the future, and certainly Jeb Bush, the current governor of Florida, is looking to the future and the prospects of a presidential run, it's very easy and I think historically correct to assume that he will inherit the political network of his brother, and that will make him a very formidable candidate should he seek the presidency in 2008.
Well, the negative view of that, of course, is that this would seem to define a good old boy network.
Certainly, I think American politics is always part of a good old boy network, whether we like it or not. Their view is that very much this is part of democracy. I mean, in other words, if Jeb Bush were to run in 2008, their view would be that he ought to run, and then voters will decide whether they have a problem with a third Bush serving or not.
Steeped as you are in the Bush personalities and politics, going forward in this campaign, what is most likely to work in George W. Bush's favor, and what are the things that could trip him up?
Well, I think the things that are working in his favor in terms of his base of political support, Republican voters, conservative independents, seem to be very comfortable with George W. Bush in a way that they were not quite with his father. I think what he is probably going to struggle with is, the criticisms and the attacks that John Kerry has been making concerning national security and defense issues, particularly Iraq. And Iraq is somewhat of a sensitive issue because actually in the family itself, the father, George H.W. Bush, really had a lot of concerns about going into Iraq, and he confided in family members several times by questioning whether there really was an exit strategy. And there is a whole family history related, I think, to the reason that George W. Bush made the decision to go into Iraq, and that has turned out to be one of his vulnerabilities.
Did that, though, cause any trouble with former President George H.W. Bush?
I don't think it caused problems. You know, the father wants his son to succeed. And, you know, what's interesting is after George W. Bush became president, the first time the family met at Kennebunkport, we were told by several family members, the father actually stepped away from the head of the table where he had sat all these years and actually had George W. Bush sit there, in a sense saying that you are now, in effect, the de facto head of the family.
Peter Schweitzer is the author, along with Rochelle Schweitzer, of The Bushes, Portrait of a Dynasty. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News.